Monday night, or Liyud Bey's Adar. Okay. We say Al Anisim on Purim. If you forget it, whether it's in davening or in benching, you don't have to daven over, bench over. If you see, Alaviyavo is like a Haskoras Hayom. It gives the day its nature. It's a Haskorah of the Yom. Alanisim is not a Haskorah. It's in Hodah, and it's a Tosefes Shvach v'Hodah. Like, you can see that the reasoning, so to speak, behind the halacha. In one case, it's the kviyus of what the day is. In the other one, it's Shevach v'Hodah. There is an Eitzah that the poskim say, not really an Eitzah, but what you should do if you forgot and you remembered before you finished, you walked away. So whether it's in benching or in davening, after Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meirah, you could say either Nusach of, in benching, you would, just to follow the pattern of the end of benching, you would say Harachman Yasalonu Nisim Lavos, you know, Yasalonu Nisim Kamosha also Lavosenu, Bayam Mahemas Manazeh. And in davening, the lashon they say is a little different. Yirasim ufanecha, which is more of a lashon that belongs in Shemona Esrei. But the point is that when you say it this way, you're turning it into a bakosha. In other words, the primary tefillah is a bakosha because in the benching it's fitting in with the harachamon. You know, that's what I'm saying it. Like, you know, it has to fit. So the harachamon are bakoshos. And certainly in tefillah, it's a bakosha. At the end of tefillah is where you add bakoshas. You don't add dereshiros and sishmachos. So that's why they said the nusach this way. It says if you say al anisim, let's say the suda goes into the night, which can happen. And so you're supposed to say al anisim. You're supposed to say al anisim because you go basur tchilas asuda, which is the regular din in such matters, whether it's Shabbos or it's Chaydish. Even Chanukah and Purim, you go basur tchilas asuda. But sometimes you're not supposed to say it. If you daven ma'ariv, let's say, you made a decision to daven ma'ariv at some point, and you daven ma'ariv, and then you don't say al hanisim in benching if the ma'ariv. An interesting halach, it says if you say al hanisim on tesvav, and you're a ben ir, so it's not really a hefsik. You're not supposed to say it, of course, but it's not really a hefsik if you do. Now, let's say you say it stam the whole year. So it's a hefsik. But you don't have to bench over if you're mafsik in the middle of benching. So what lamais is the difference between tesvav, let's say to the benir, or the whole year round, if, you know, like what's enough? The difference is, in other words, you're not going to bench over anyway. So it's a shtickle minyana diyoma on tesvav, and it's not minyana diyoma at all on other days, obviously. So on other days it's a hefsik, and here it's not a hefsik. But what's the difference if you don't have to bench over anyway? So the answer is, if you realize that you're saying it, and you're in the middle. So the whole year round you have to stop immediately. Whatever word you're up to, you have to stop. You're not allowed to keep on being mafsik, you're being mafsik. So you have to stop being mafsik. But on tesvav you can continue and finish the al hanisim, because it's not really a hefsik. So that would end up being the nafkamina. Okay. Go on now to Chavis Halavus. We're in the end of the second perek. He's bringing rayas that there's an obligation to examine the bria, whether it's, I keep saying nature, but it's really more than nature, it's history, nature, it's all, everything in the scope of the bria to see Hashem there. So he brought a raya from common sense, he brought a raya from the psukim, and now his third leg of his proof, you know, what he said in the Hagdama, these are the solid foundations of proof, is Mekubal, from Torah Shebaal Peh, from our Masorah. And then he quotes a few Gemaras. So, Masha Omru Kol Yedei Lachashay B'Tkuvos V'Mazolos V'Ena Mechashay, if you know how to calculate the seasons, and the whether it's for the calendar's sake, or even not for the calendar's sake, stop, you know how to figure out when there's going to be an eclipse, you know how to figure out Shki and Seis, and you know about the constellations, you see what's going on in the heavens, so you have to do it, the Gemara says. All of Akos of Oymer, if you don't do it, and you can, for your kinor v'nevel tofuchol v'ayim eshtayim v'spol Hashem lo yabitu u'masayod v'lo ro, so the Gemara too shows this pasuk that you have to do it, and you're just, you're wasting your time. Well, what are you so busy with? They say you don't have time for this. Another Gemara, V'omru minayin shechayiv adam l'chashe b'tkufas u'mazolos, shenemar u'shmartem v'asisim ki chachmaschem u'binaschem l'aynei ha'amim, she'yishmuna yiskol ha'chukim o'ele, ezeo chochmo binu shilaynei ha'amim. The Amim don't necessarily recognize Torah as a chochma, but what would they recognize as a chochma? Heviyayim is a cheshman tkufas u'mazolos, whether it's the cheshbonus of the moilad, which is an amazingly accurate, cheshbonus of when to be ma'ab of the year, there's certain things that stand out as tremendous chokhmah. So here it's rather, it's talking about raising the level of prestige of Klal Yisrael, but the point is, bottom line, that you mechuyev to do it. And the Gemara doesn't even say it in the context that the Chayz Avos would want to learn about, to see Hashem. That was in the first Chazal, but certainly not in the second Chazal. But Akaponim, but the Chayev Adam is his main point, I guess. For Amru, then again, the next Maimah Chazal is going to, if you're listening, you're going to say, what does that have to do with anything? So, Havei Mechashiv Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara, Uzchar Havera Keneged Hefzeda. You say, what does that have to do with anything? So, a few shot them in the Mepharshim of the Chayez Halavas, but I say he just means the same thing we said yesterday regarding different psukim. His main point is to get you to think and have a mechasha. That's his main thing. Once you're thinking and you're using your head, he is very optimistic to Chayez Halavas that you're going to come to the right conclusions and use your head the right way. But most people sleep. They don't use their heads. So that's why he feels it's one of his rayas, is this chazal, that you have a mechasha. If you have to always be cheshbon in your life, thinking about what you're doing. For Amru Amolin in the Torah of Yisrael, Lamanu Tznius Mechosel, Varoyus Miyona, Derech Heretz Mitana Gol, Vagezel Minamola. So how do you do that? It means because you're observing the animal kingdom, you're seeing certain things, and you're saying, hey, wait a second, like, who gave them this nature? What, is there anything for me to learn from this nature? Hashem gave them this nature. Why? I'm supposed to learn from it. So you see that this is an obligation because you were supposed to be doing that. Okay, he concludes the second parak for his barachiv habachina, the duty, the obligation to examine and reflect on the bria. V'havos arayis m'simoni achochma v'atodalacha. You have to keep this in mind and you have to do it. So next time you anything, you eat an apple, you have to start saying, wait a second, why is there a peel? And then why is the peel this color? And then you have the inside, and the seeds are all the way on the inside, and they're covered by this plastic thing that grows. It's like plastic. Obviously, it's not plastic, because it was there even before they invented plastic. And they have the seeds are protected, and so many different kinds of apples. Wow. And who was this Granny Smith person? That you, yeah, okay.